Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life. The Lord had blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. I'm a Jesus man. Amen. I'm a Bible man. I'm telling you, we send Bibles out to prisoners, free Bibles out to them, to let them know what the Lord can do. I'm a Jesus man. I preach Jesus to all of those that's incarcerated because he's the one that can change your life and put you on the right road to heaven. I'm telling you, the message on the radio this month is talking about how important it is to have Jesus in your life. And people need to know Jesus is the only way to get to God. You can't go to God no other way but through Jesus. We're going to continue the message on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of this message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation. After close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, the Lord forbid us to continue living in sin. The Lord wants us to come out all the way out. Not part the way out, but all the way out of sin. Jesus come to take sin out the sinner. So that we can be free from our sins. Jesus is the way to salvation. He gave his life on Calvary's cross, shedding his blood so that we can be free. The blood of Jesus does two things. It will forgive you of all your committed sins. And it will cleanse you, wash you in the blood, so that you won't go back and commit them same sins again. Because the Lord wants us to stop sinning. Not slow down, but stop sinning. And Jesus made it possible so we can stop sinning. Praise God. Amen. Let's go back to the word of God here in Romans, the 6th chapter, Missionary Velvet. Praise God. And pick up at verse number 4. What does it say?
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death.
We are buried with him by baptism into death.
Then like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father.
Being raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father.
Even so we also should walk in newness of life.
Now when Christ be resurrected in our life, it calls us to walk in a new way. That means old things of the world is passed away. We don't do them things anymore. Because Jesus made the change. We be able to have a new conversation. Saved people don't use profanity. Amen. Because Jesus made the change. You don't drink alcohol. Because Jesus made the change. You don't smoke. Amen. I tell them prisoners, amen, if God meant for you to smoke, he'll put a chimney over your head. But God don't mean for you to smoke no cigarettes. Smoke no plants. When the Lord saved you, you don't smoke no more. You don't, amen, be going to the clubs. Because Jesus made the change. When the Lord changed you, done put you on the straight and narrow way to heaven. Because old sinful things goes out. and the new life comes in. Jesus made the transformation. It's done at Calvary. I stress it on radio and tell you, we need to go to Calvary. It's not enough to be baptized in water. People want to argue about what name were you baptized in. If you've been baptized in Jesus' name, I'm going to let you know, still you need to go to Calvary. If you're baptized, amen, giving honor to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. All that's wonderful. But you still need to go to Calvary after you come out that water. Water do not take away sin. It's a type of washing away your sins. But it does not take sin out of nobody. You need to go to Calvary and say, Lord, I want you to breathe in my soul and sanctify me holy. I'm telling you, let him breathe on the inside and sanctify you holy. Praise God. Amen. So many people look at Calvary and look at how pretty it is. Amen. And just acknowledge it. Yes, Jesus did give his life. Yes, he did. And then bypass it and go to the Holy Ghost. You can't get the Holy Ghost bypassing Jesus. The Bible didn't say, go, amen, bypass him and go and get the Holy Ghost. It didn't mean that. But the Bible wants us to go to Calvary and let Jesus do his part. Let him breathe in your soul and sanctify your holy. Amen. Root out that old Adam nature of sin. Place in you a brand new nature. Praise God. Amen. And when the Lord take away that sinful nature, then you got a desire to serve God in holiness and in righteousness and be a candidate to receive the baptism of the precious Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost comes on Jesus. It don't come on no sinner. But the Holy Ghost comes on Jesus. Praise God. Amen. I'm talking about get on the inside and live. It comes on Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just because the Holy Ghost get on you, don't mean you got it. Just like it get on you, it can get off you. But I'm telling you, when the Lord get in you, then you got it. And it comes on Jesus. Praise God. Amen. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
It said, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection.
Amen. Let you know. Amen. If we get sanctified holy, then when the resurrection, amen, when he be raised up in our soul, we'll be just like Jesus. Walking in this world just like Jesus. That's why Paul said, it's no more I, but it's Christ that lives in me. He walks in me every day. He talks in me every day. What did the Bible say?
It said, knowing this.
Knowing this.
That our old man is crucified with him.
Knowing this. You know. Amen. They sing that song, Lord. Said, I know I've been changed. Lord, I know I've been changed. The angel in heaven done signed my name. Amen. I'm telling you, knowing this, the old man is crucified.
That the body of sin may be destroyed.
That the body of sin might be destroyed.
That henceforth we should not serve sin.
That we should not serve sin.
For he that is dead is free from sin.
We are dead to the world. That means we are freed from our sin. The world don't excite me no more. Amen. I get excited about Jesus.
All right.
I get excited about going to church. I get excited about reading my Bible because I'm in love with Jesus. How many of you all out there is in love with Jesus? Be in love with the Father, with the Son. Amen. When you get in love with the Son, you can get the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost comes on Jesus. When Jesus came out the water, the Holy Ghost lit on him like a dove. And when you get sanctified through the blood, and the blood of Jesus writes your name on heaven's roll, then you'll put you as a candidate to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost comes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Praise God. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost comes on Jesus. Yes, it does. Praise our God. And when the Holy Ghost comes on Jesus, he'll seal you up until the day of redemption. Till Jesus come and take you home. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. I'm telling you, this is a powerful message. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, let the people out there in sin pray and say, Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, let them go to Calvary and say, Lord, I want you to sanctify me holy. Breathe in their soul and, Lord, and sanctify them, Lord. Take out that old nature of sin. Place them on brand new nature. Lord, I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the man, I'm telling you, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, let them know you come to change their life and make their life brand new. Lord, go into the churches. Lord, let the preachers know. Let the saints, let the church know. Lord, amen. In order to get the Holy Ghost, they must go through Jesus. Be washed in their blood. Lord, sanctify them holy. Get them ready to receive the Holy Ghost so they can live this life that you want them to live. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song said, there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for one, he would do it for another. God can do anything but fail. He is able to set you free. He is able to put you on the right road to be able to be accounted to go to heaven. Those that behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. As I often said, Jesus loves you even more. Because there is hope in Jesus Christ. There is no hopeless situation. Those in the free world, we thank you for your prayers, the support of our ministry. Continue to pray, and we pray for you. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to give Jesus a chance. Just call on the name of Jesus, and he will come to your rescue. Just be honest in your heart toward him. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vell and myself as we go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Pray the Lord will open up doors for us to go into these areas. Those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to the whole entire family. Those just incarcerated, write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. All free to prisoners. Spanish-speaking inmates writing for Spanish material. Call Jesus Love, the Spanish-speaking people. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.